but can you give me a conservative, a realistic thought about what kind of a return on investment that a purchaser of a KDS could expect?
Well, you know, I've always looked at it like this, and we try to help people get their minds right about decompression, because a lot of guys, they run around saying, oh, I'm making, you know, gazillions of dollars doing this or that. And I look at it like this. I think just about every, and I mean, I know every breakthrough coaching member does, because you teach them to do this, which is a terrific thing from a, and if I have to here, I need to make a plug for breakthrough coaching. If there's some folks here that aren't a member of breakthrough coaching, don't have the benefit of it, you need to get it in your life. This is the best management company. I've been involved with pretty much all of them over the last 2.5 decades I've been in business in one form or another. I've been associated, and certainly over my lifetime, you know, my family's practice. Breakthrough is the best of the best. They are teaching you Fortune 500 business techniques. It's not a lot of rah-rah. They are philosophically strong, but they're focused on the business of chiropractic and how to be successful. And they're wonderful at being able to look in that crystal ball of the future and figure out, you know, where do you really need to be and what do you need to be getting involved in. And building up part of your business is cash, and doing some innovative things like decompression and other things. They're very strong into rehabilitation, and they were there before most other people were even beginning to talk about it. So I give great kudos to Breakthrough Coaching, and if there's anybody out there that's thinking about it, get your Nikes on. Just do it. It's a good thing. But having said that, return on investment is calculated like this with decompression. What's a new patient worth to your practice? Forget your existing patient. And most of you are already billing traction for stuff you probably shouldn't, but at any rate, don't think of it as a code or a procedure. Think of it as a new patient. Most people have been in this long enough, particularly the folks that know how to do decompression, get great results, and are building a wholly separate practice within their practice of people that come just for spinal decompression. What's a new patient worth to your practice? A completely different person who would not have otherwise darkened your door. A conservative number that we've come up with just by surveying our guys out there, it's not too hard to figure out that over a course of care, you can collect about $1,500 from a patient. That's a fairly conservative number. Now, if you can get one new patient a week, that would never have been in your practice otherwise, other than they heard you have decompression, you're good with this, I'll try you. One a week, $1,500 a month, times 52 weeks, where are we at? $78,000 a year, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now, you got to ask yourself, for a $10,000 investment in equipment and education, a couple bucks more maybe if you buy the Neuroflex, which I'll talk about in a second, you add $78,000. I don't know any investment strategy out there right now.
You give me 8-to-1 for $1, I'll pay that all day long.
And here's the deal. You can treat maybe 4 or 5 people an hour. Most chiropractors that I know are unbelievably good at, you know, fostering that environment of, you know, you love your patients better than any other practitioners in the world. And that sense of referral and you know, your outreach to the community, all the different things Breakthrough teaches in terms of how to attract new patients to your practice, most of you run out of table way before you run out of patients, because you can really only treat 4, maybe 5 an hour. Every 15 minutes you're cycling a new patient on a decompression system. And the reality is if you want to make another $78,000 a year at a second table. Vast majority of folks I've dealt with over the last decade and a half with decompression have 2 or 3 tables ultimately to deal with the volume.
That's been my experience as well.
And so that's how you make money with decompression. You look at that 40% statistical failure rate of patients who have tried everything and failed, and they're not going back to another PT or another chiropractor, they're just not going to do it. But they're going to come for decompression. if we have anything at all to thank the more expensive folks in the market who have done all this marketing, is at least they have created an awareness out there of spinal decompression. And for those of you that are intimidated by the guy down the street with a $130,000 machine that's putting full-page ads out there, you should thank your lucky stars. Because out of the 20 or 30 people per ad that might call his office, one or two of them are going to be able to afford the $5,000 or $6,000. And guess where the rest of them are going to go? To you.
That's exactly right.
Because you're going to charge a reasonable fee, and you're going to be McDonald's, not Ruth's Chris. Not to disparage the quality of either. It's just that, you know, McDonald's, who's made more money in the market? They do it by selling burgers for a buck.